The same old theme since 1916. Written by Resident Hesitant. Recorded by Trashburgers Blair. She looks so small. That's the only thing Pyro can think about in this moment that doesn't make him unbearably sad or fill him with blinding rage. It's that here, on this white, sterile bed of the servant's sick room, Ivory looks very, very small. She's sitting up, which is good, and watching him as carefully as he's been watching her. Over the phone, the doctor has said not to let her sleep. She's likely concussed. If Pyro had learned anything from the times he'd fallen off his horse while hunting with Sam, it was that one should never let a concussed person sleep immediately after getting that concussion. He never had much stomach for the sport anyway. The important thing is that Ivory is awake. She is awake, alert, and sitting up, which means that she's alive. She's no longer covered in blood and had allowed Pyro to help her rebandage her wounds when she was out of the bath. The scrapes on her side and forehead are almost entirely superficial, thank God, though with time the bruising has started to make itself known. Pyro had Ross fetch a bag of ice from the icebox. She's holding it in her free hand, wrapped in a towel, over what is shaping up to be a wretched black eye. Her other hand, sitting on the bed, is occupied by Pyro's. He'll let go when the doctor arrives, of course, and the sick room door is open enough for Pyro to be seen. He wouldn't want to cause whispers of impropriety along with whatever rumor mill is bound to begin its work in the wake of all this. He knows the detective has been spreading lies about Ivory among the staff. God only knows what they'll say once they hear she's been attacked by the man. If Ivory notices how his jaw tightens, she doesn't comment on it. They don't speak. Ivory watches him out of the corner of her eye, and Pyro watches her back just as quietly. They don't make eye contact, they don't acknowledge the closeness, nor how Sir Zombie would have a heart attack at the thought of his eldest son willingly consorting so closely with the help. Pyro's thumb brushes over Ivory's knuckle. She silently squeezes his hand. He silently squeezes hers back. He was able to get to her before anything else could happen. That's what's important. He was able to get to her, and he was able to help her, and she didn't wind up dead at the foot of the stairs. Pyro turns away before Ivory can see him get choked up. Of course, the phrasing had to be misty-eyed. Appropriate, he thinks miserably. When she's well enough, he'll dote on her, make sure she's fine, make sure she's not being pushed too hard. She'll probably argue against it, and says she's supposed to be helping him, but then again, so did Misty. They're similar, in that way. The doctor's car parks in the drive, and Pyro stands to meet him at the front door. The end.